Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Looking through social media, I saw something ridiculous.
Did you?
I did.
What did you see?
Josh at a picnic.
I love that. Oh. How was your picnic, Josh?
Sucker!
With the girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh, how sweet.
What a dork.
You know what's...
You gained some points.
Okay, yes, I did. First of all, yes, I did. But you know what's so funny is I was texting...
You at a picnic?
That's the first thing. I was texting my buddy, and he's like, hey, man, like, what are you up to today? And I was like, oh, work. And then I go, and then I have a picnic. And he goes... That's so odd because I am gardening today with his said girlfriend. And I go, what happened to us, man?
You guys are whooped.
What?
Picnics
happened
gotta
to us?
Be one of the lamest things ever to go do.
Do you know? Okay, can
so
I tell you something?
Stupid.
It's so funny. So we had our little sandwiches that we made, and we had all of our assortments and everything.
Well, Safeway made it look like.
Totally. Huge shout out to Safeway, by the way, because they completely supported our picnic. So we sat there, we went to Wash Park and sat there for about 25 minutes and ate our food. And the whole thing was to have a little picnic, sit down, and then go on the walk around Wash Park and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we sat there for about 20 minutes, and she looks at me and she goes, are you good? Like, do we really want to keep doing this little picnic?
Even
and I was like,
it was stupid.
Oh my goodness. And even I looked at her and I go, yes, I've never been more attracted to you in my life right now. Let's just pack up and let's get out of here. She's like, we are not picnic people. And I was like, you're the best. This is amazing.
Was this her idea or yours?
It was her idea to have the picnic. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
It's usually the girl's idea.
I don't think I've ever had the idea to have the picnic.
I don't know what's wrong with it. I love eating outside. I guess the picnics that I have are just me. So
Katie,
maybe
it's probably easier if it's just you.
Yeah.
And you're at a park bench or something.
Well,
yeah.
I want.
It's laying on the ground with the blanket.
Yeah.
And it's falling over. And there's bugs.
Look, nothing against Wash Park because it has been incredibly dry here. We have had like 2 snowstorms, but. We sat down, and the second I started eating the sandwich, I got grass in my mouth because it was dead grass flying around. And I was
yeah.
I think I'm good.
We good.
This isn't for me. And so we walked around all of Wash Park, which was beautiful. It was really nice. And then we were like, okay, we're good.
Did you have
you
a picnic basket?
We did. We had a picnic basket.
You went and bought the picnic
basket. You bought
basket.
A picnic basket for this?
Yeah, how lame is that, dude?
We were looking at picnic
You're
basket
stupid.
Prices, and picnic baskets are expensive.
Be
the
a
fact
man.
That he splurged for a basket
That's stupid.
Just for this date. It's not stupid. It's
Be
committing.
A man.
It's committing.
Be a man.
And what? Put it in a plastic bag?
Wander into Home Depot, buy a Home Depot bucket for $3. And show up with a Home Depot bucket full of food. That's how you do it.
No,
it
would have
been
not.
Awesome because it could have doubled as a little place to sit.
No.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Flip the bucket
you
over and you sit on it.
Yeah.
No.
Be a man.
No, that's not picnic protocol, guys.
Says
that's
who?
Not how you do it.
That's how you do it and you feel like less of an idiot.
Take it from the woman who cares about the picnic. We've already established that you both could care less about picnics. You got lucky in the sense that your girl
yes.
found out she doesn't like picnics either.
That is a good
but
move
from
on her
the
part.
Picnic planner, I'm telling you.
The only one on the show who's single.
The basket matters.
I carried that basket around the entire 2.5 miles of Wash Park afterwards.
Home Depot bucket.
It was horrible.
You would have been walking around Wash Park with a Home Depot bucket.
Yeah, but it looks like you're collecting
what?
I would have looked cooler.
Syringes from Wash Park?
Collecting
what are you collecting? What
you're
are you
a
collecting?
Treasure hunter at that
there
point.
There you go.
You're not like, who's this jackass carrying a picnic basket around?
No, anyone who sees him carrying a picnic basket knows that is a sweet boyfriend. You see, you probably started a thing for all the other relationships at Wash Park while she got a picnic.
All the other guys are like, that
son
something. Of a.
That's what they were thinking. And she offered to carry it around Wash Park. And I go, that's going to be such a bad look. Let me carry the basket.
I would have walked over to a trash can and thrown it in.
Oh, no.
Be a man and throw away the picnic basket, all right?
Mix 100.
Can I just quickly do a quick request of both of you?
Sure.
just real simple. Simple little request.
Yeah.
Stop saying bet.
No, I'm
Thanks.
Not going to do that. No. Nope.
You could both stop saying bet.
I'm not going to do that. Bet. I texted
we'll
you
bet.
That last night.
Yeah, you've texted it. Josh has texted it. I've heard you say it a few times.
I just said
bet.
It to you
yeah.
when I walked
like, I got to go get my blanket. How much time? I go, 2 minutes. Oh, bet. Stock.
You hate it.
No.
That's why I keep doing it, too.
You're both too old to be saying
no,
that.
No, I'm not.
This is
no.
a middle school thing. No. I heard my daughter's friend say it yesterday.
It's
She's
fine.
10.
No, they're copying us.
And you've blown way past that.
I know, but still, like, this is the
Don't
word we can
that.
Say.
No.
There's a lot of things we can't get away with.
No.
Skibbity's one.
No. One, it sounds
that,
stupid.
No, it doesn't.
That is stupid.
No, I love it because I think it's perfect.
And
I
then
think...
to hear you say it? Oh, bet. What do we... Bet what?
You know my favorite part is when I said bet, and then I texted you all the little emojis with sunglasses next to it, like bet.
You did. You texted me.
You were just going bet.
I don't even I don't even remember what that text was in regards to. But yeah,
you told me to post.
Oh,
something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You posted. Like, you made something. I said post it. I love it. And you go okay, bet.
And then you did not respond.
I didn't respond. I was like, I'm not even gonna acknowledge that.
Kind of with Jared on this one.
Because it's a middle school thing. Josh, you
I
do it too.
It.
No, I know. I think it needs to stop.
No,
Josh has
it.
To stop. That.
I think it needs to stop.
Both are too old to say bet.
That's...
Have you ever heard me say bet?
No.
No, not once.
But that's my...
Because I know it's stupid.
That's my favorite slang I'm using right now because it gets that response from everybody.
Yeah, well,
I've said it
like,
to grown-ups in the
station
It's not
a good response,
here. Katie. Like salespeople, they'll say something to me. I'll be like, oh, bet.
Because you know they're going...
stare at me.
They're going back to their desk and like, Katie's an
She's a grown woman. Why is she saying
She's a grown woman who's a Mom, stop saying bet. And everyone over 15, stop saying bet.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Like, gosh, how old is she?
I don't
she?
Even know. What's the origin of that? I don't even
she's
know.
She's 10, this little girl that I hang out with sometimes.
What?
And she says bet a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a 10-year-old thing. My daughter's friend yesterday was standing in the kitchen. She's like, have a piece of your Easter candy. My daughter was like, sure. She goes, okay, bet. I go,
I
just say
fun.
Thank you instead.
I like
All
it.
You have to say is thank you.
I'm probably still
anyway,
going to keep
saying bet.
I'm still going to keep saying
You have
bet,
blown way past the
fine.
Age of saying
it's
bet. And then speaking of your age, you wandered in this morning. You're like, I don't even know who I am anymore.
I told
you. Sound
you.
A lot like my wife, actually.
I know. Well, it's just this... Time for women, when you go through this part of your life, it's like certain things happen and you don't know they were supposed to happen. And I just came across this thing that says if your coffee smells like tuna and you can't remember anything and you're exhausted all the time. And I'm like, what? That's supposed to happen to me? What? And yeah, I told you the one thing that's really been hitting me lately as, you know, everybody can relate to this, I feel. When I was younger and I used to wait tables, right? I used to take orders of a 20 top, so 20 people sitting at a table, and I would not write any of them down, and I could remember exactly what everybody wanted, how they want their steak cooked. I'd bring it back and I'd set everybody's stuff in front of them, and it was almost like a party trick for me, right? Like, it impressed people that I could take an entire 20 person order and
that
not
is
write
very
any
impressive
of it
actually
down. And I could do it
for generally
years.
Some of those people, those waiters and waitresses, screw up something
and they write it down and they still
yep.
screw it up
yep.
you know. But I
That's
remember
impressive.
All the books of the Bible, like my memory has been a strong point of mine my entire life. And again, it's a flex of mine that I've had and I like it. But as I get older, that's something that's starting to go away. And
she
like,
walked in this morning. She's like, what's up, Mark?
I know.
I'm like, what? Who?
Who are you talking to right now?
No, it's Jeremy.
The things that you forget are just completely... Just you don't. I
it's
guess
a
perimenopause that's how forgetting
thing.
Works.
You're
how,
getting that perimenopause.
That's how forgetting works. Is you don't
it is.
See it coming.
Good job. Yeah, my wife is definitely dealing with this.
I hate
it. You know, it's starting.
I hate
There's something
it.
There.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think she's talked multiple times about her memories. Just kind of, she's just off.
Yeah.
She's just generally off. And yesterday, she was trying to write things down and figure out schedules for the summer and da 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 da. And I was just sitting there listening to her because we've got kind of like back-to-back desks in our office. And uh-huh. she was behind me while I was at my desk. She's like, come on, Nicole. What are you doing, Nicole?
Yeah.
Think, Nicole. Think. Ugh. Think. Like she's doing all this self-talk.
Yes.
I was like, you okay back there? She's like, I can't remember anything anymore.
And I feel that so much. Like, it's almost like we're getting angry at ourselves because we're so used to
yes.
getting it done and
it's
winning and just being awesome, right? And I'm sure Nicole is very much like that. Like, Nicole, to me, feels like she runs your family. Like,
well,
she gets it done,
yes.
right? And so for her, I imagine that it's like a step back. It is. It's like, why can't I do this? What is wrong with me? What happened to me that I'm not the Katie I was a couple years ago? And
yeah.
So that's what you really fight with yourself a little
and
bit.
And her job, like, is very detail oriented too.
Oh.
So she's like, I got to like extra focus on what I'm doing.
Well, we have like, I have certain things I need to do every day. And every once in a while, I forget to do that thing. And I'm like, oh, I get mad at myself because I don't forget things, or at least I didn't up until a couple months ago. And so it is. And then the smelling things, because they say that you'll smell things out of nowhere. Again, the coffee that smells like tuna, or you yourself smells bad. Like, all of a sudden you get a whiff of something and you think it's you.
Oh my God, is that me?
No, this is part of it. Smelling phantom smells wherever you go. And so you think you're going crazy. And I think that, like, for you to be supportive of Knick Knack is to just be like, you're amazing. You're still awesome. You're still just killing it. You're killing it, Knick Knack.
I probably should be better about that.
You should be like, Bet, you're killing
Bet.
It.
Yeah, I'm not
Bet.
Saying that. I generally just poke fun.
I stop doing that. That's not helping.
And
that
you are so right
helping.
When it comes to her running the household. Like, it's great because every day when I wake up in the morning, I have calendar invites because she stays up a little later than me and just lays out the schedule. Like today, I woke up to two more calendar invites of things going on, and she runs a tight ship. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, and when that starts to go
away. I was
away,
looking at a few of these, a few double bookings I saw and
like,
wrong months and things like
don't
that.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I'll figure
You're
it out.
You're double booked, okay? Deal with it.
We were just talking briefly about how my wife is essentially the keeper of the schedule in our house, and I love her for that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that because she just keeps us all in line and on track.
Well, yeah.
And then Katie was saying there's actually like a term for that?
Yeah, it's called man-keeping. And the term, this is its definition, the unpaid social and emotional labor of managing a male partner's relationships, plans, and feelings. And when
because we're so dumb, we can't do anything by ourselves.
Here's the thing, like, so the story
I'm so
that
confused.
The story that they attached to this article was a woman and a man who were retiring, right? And the man was an introvert, and so he didn't have many friends, and so he relied on his wife to set up plans with other husbands. So he started playing pickleball with other husbands, but she had to initiate that. She had to get them to go on a meeting. And now he has three new friends that he hangs out with all the times, but he wouldn't have done that on his own.
And it's so true.
So true. And the behavior's been around for a long time, right? This isn't new. It's just the term that they attach to it that's made it all trendy and stuff like that.
It happens a lot, too. I talked about this on the air when it happened, when you have kids.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you're like, I'm fine with my three friends. Actually, one friend now that I've had from high school. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I don't need any more friends. And then Nicole started hanging out with the mom groups. Okay. Then she came home. She's like, hey, I think you'd like so-and-so's dad.
Yeah.
Like, let me introduce you sometime. And, you know, I was like, no, I don't want no more
dudes.
I'm good. I'm set in my ways. And now, like, two or three of my good friends are because Knick Knack set up dad dates, essentially, with the mom group.
Well, and it goes even further from there. I mean, your appointments that you have. Like, you just said she sent you a bunch of calendar invites.
Everything.
You didn't do that. She did all of that. And that's what they said. Like, when she's the one who remembers everyone's birthdays, keep your friendships alive, interprets your moods so as to tell the children, dad's a little under the weather today.
She
Make
does
sure
that.
You tiptoe.
She's
this
like, Dad's tired. Everybody be quiet.
Exactly. And they're saying, like, the reason it's becoming trendy is because they're saying women are getting burned out because of this.
Well,
and
I know she's burned
out. You know, and so it's like, if you're seeing this in your relationship, maybe, you know, give a little love your wife's way and be like, hey, I appreciate all the extra calendar invites that you're creating. And you know what I mean? Keeping everybody. You just went through the whole Easter thing.
Yeah.
I bet you Knick-Knack did a lot of that.
All of it.
Oh, all of it. Well, thank you. You know, that's really big of you to admit that she just did all of it, you know? So maybe keep that in mind.
She's great at all that.
Do something special.
That's one of her superpowers. I'm not going to deny it.
Knick-knack it. Well, it's all of our superpowers.
And before everybody writes in, well, yes, it is. Most of you.
Yeah.
I do a lot around the house too. So there's okay. a, you know, there's a balance.
And there is that.
I just finished the basement for
funny,
the family.
Because
with
this,
my own two hands.
In this article, that again, the thing that was highlighted was the people who were retiring. The woman says, in the grand scheme of things, while it's frustrating, it isn't a deal breaker because he's supportive in other ways and handles other responsibilities that I'd rather not tackle.
Correct.
So it's a trade off. But this, I think, the thing that really is overwhelming is having to deal with everybody's well-being.
No, and it's true. I completely agree.
Know,
and she does handle a ton.
It's one
a
thing for you
do.
To deal with tasks throughout the day, but when you're dealing with
the day-to-day everything.
And people's emotions. Like, who do they come to when
you're
they're
right.
feeling sad
you
and
know,
feeling
it's
down?
Mom.
They
you
go to mom.
You know how many times she's looked at me and said, if I die, like, you're going to be in a world of hurt.
You better hire somebody.
Which is always a weird conversation when she, out of nowhere,
well, yeah,
she comes at me. She's like, if I were to die.
I'm sure it, like, it's heavy or at least weighs on her mind a
and
little.
And I'm like, is that soon?
Time? No,
like, I'm not getting
you
any
know?
Younger. And, like, I got, you know, I got to, never mind.
Do you have some backups?
I mean, yeah.
Your A and B? Listen, they ain't gonna handle that schedule like knickknack though.
Damn straight,
they
Katie.
Know she's the
You're
queen.
Gonna hold on tight to this one.
You better
take your vitamins, honey.
Mix 100.
Well, I cried again yesterday afternoon. I cried like a little baby.
Oh,
it's my low T.
What happened?
Well, it's it was a very powerful live stream yesterday on the NASA channel.
Oh,
as the astronauts of NASA's Artemis II mission. They entered the moon's gravitational sphere of influence. That's also what I call
even
like,
the moon's an influencer
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so that's
what?
Generally what I call like if we have like a live remote and people are around me.
Yeah.
It's the sphere of influence. Anyway, it took them up to the moon about 4,000 miles off the surface, and then they went behind the moon, the dark side of the moon, where they lost contact for like 45 minutes. Man,
did
I watched
they?
It the entire thing. I was like, where are they at? Come on, bring them back around. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, and then what happened when they landed? Did they get all that
Nobody
too?
Landed. They just went around it.
What do you mean nobody
They'll be
landed?
Back later to land.
They didn't even land on the
Katie,
moon.
Have you not been
out?
Following
this
for the past, like,
Come
month?
On.
What was
They're
this
just
whole thing
chilling
for?
Up there. They're
Why?
Surveying.
Why are they
They're
not
They're making
stopping?
Sure the lunar capsule works properly.
Why go all
and
that
then,
way
oh,
if you're
God's
not going to stop? Like, I just went 40 minutes out of my way and made sure I picked up pho because I was in the area.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not going to travel 40
well,
minutes
have
to get my favorite
up
pho.
There
you're
yet.
All the
or
way
a dollar store.
You're all the way up there and you don't
okay,
put your feet on the moon?
I thought about that as I was watching this,
what?
And it's like, how hard would that be
yes.
that you made that journey all the way up there, and you can, I mean, you can look like you can reach out and touch the moon.
Exactly.
And you're like, damn, we got to zip around it and head home now.
I would
I know.
Be so mad.
Right?
I would be so mad.
I would
be like,
too.
No, you put this thing down right now on that moon, and I'm going to get
make
out
me land this.
With my moon boots.
I got to pee.
And say, a step for man. Like, this is happening.
A step for man and pho everywhere.
For mankind.
But no, I did cry. That is extraordinary. It's
yeah.
powerful. They have traveled the farthest from Earth than any other human.
I
made me
like,
tear
okay,
up.
Okay, that is very powerful
It's very powerful.
Stuff,
and then
like,
other things that they did up there, it's
yeah.
like if you try to place yourself where they're at and what they're doing, it's mind-boggling.
Massive.
It's massive,
but real Katie. Talk, when are we going to stop at the moon? Like,
next,
when is that happening?
Next trip, I think, is the one where they're going to stop.
That's when they're going to get
they're
off.
Gonna
try,
they,
do
we
the
want
thing.
A moon base up there.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I was talking to Knickknack about this. So those four people up there who are zipping past the moon and they can see every detail of it, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's like right there in front of them. And then they go on the backside and they're taking video and they're there and all that. When they get back to Earth, will they ever have another high like that
no.
ever again? Everything I would think when they get back here to Earth is going to be ho-hum and mediocre. Nothing will ever top that for them in their life.
Well,
right?
unless they get to go walk on the moon.
Unless, round two, yes.
If they are part of the group that gets to go back up and actually step onto it.
But for the rest of their life, if they're back down here on Earth.
Nothing will reach that.
Is that, yeah. I'm wondering if that is a good feeling or bad feeling for them, that nothing will ever top that. Like, they've reached the pinnacle. Because there's nothing back here on this goofy planet that's ever going to top that.
Yeah.
That you've been in space and you could reach out and touch the moon. Nothing. Think about it.
I mean, finding this a good bowl of pho.
That's real talk, Katie.
It's real talk.
No,
you're
birthday
right.
will ever amount to it. No, yeah. Wedding, I don't think will ever amount to
birth
it.
Birth of your child.
Vacation anywhere?
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow, yay, we're going to the Bahamas. I've been to the moon.
Yeah. No, there's not a whole lot that would reach that mark, right? Yeah.
Now, for everybody else, today is National Beer Day.
Okay. Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's for
something
everybody
you can
else.
All reach for
everybody
and grab.
Everybody else that was watching Prison Island last night and Love Bus and whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Cracking open a Natty Light.
Hey.
That's for the rest of you.
Don't hate.
While I'm over here thinking about the moon. Don't hate, participate.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm going to hold on to this story about the iTunes artist. I'll play it for you later because I talk too much about the moon. Do we have sports stuff?
We do, yeah, really quickly. On Sunday night, the Edmonton Oilers took on the Vegas Golden Knights. Do we care about that at all? No, but during the second period of that game, a woman in the stands went into labor.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the seventh floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but that could be asking a bit much.
It is asking a bit much. The woman and the baby were, the baby was delivered happy and healthy. The woman is totally fine. They did not release the name of the woman or the child or anything like that. But what a story. You go
that
to a hockey game and you have a baby?
A heck of a story. And if they want that woman on the broadcast after, all she's going to say is, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Yeah. Don't to get away don't from me. Don't you dare touch me.
And if you're Katie, you want a massive pizza, right? Or something like that, yeah.
A whole pizza all to myself.
We had four people up at the moon yesterday.
Oh, that's a big deal, too. It's a big deal, too.
Hey, I'm sure the baby was a big deal for the lady, too.
They had a baby at a hockey game.
Come on. That's still something. Hey, just because
they were on the backside of the moon.
They didn't even touch it.
Just because you have a broken leg doesn't mean my broken pinky doesn't hurt, Jeremy. They all matter in their own way. Okay?
I think a leg would be
worse.
All right.
You know what else matters? Is Denver's top park. This is a big deal, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay,
we had four people at the moon.
And again, newsworthy in itself, but when you're
talking about... This is why they don't want to come back.
The bracket that Denver Parks and Rec put out, because, you know, with March Madness going on, they're like, we want to have our own fun. So they took all of the parks in Denver.
This is what we're doing back on Earth.
And they pitted them against each other and had people on X vote. So I loved it, okay?
I know you do. You like this stuff.
So voters narrowed down the favorites to City Park, Cheeseman Park, Wash Park, and Sloan's Lake Park.
Whoa.
So then it was narrowed down to the top two, and that was City Park and Wash Park.
Nuh-uh.
And guess who won?
Tell me right now. I got to know.
Wash Park, where Josh had his picnic.
Wow.
Big championship.
Yay.
I love Wash Park.
I do. Like, Wash Park is beautiful.
Thank you. Wash Park deserves their flowers, too. And I love walking around it. I love all the events that they hold at Wash Park. Mm-hmm. That lake's pretty fun to look at. I would never get in it.
No, it's full of needles.
Exactly. Exactly. It is still a beautiful park. And again, taking the top spot for Denver Parks and Rec.
What a beautiful
March
story.
Bracket. How about this one? Do you want to just get into Whataburger? Because that's a pretty big deal. That reports say we're going to get one in Castle Rock.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it still has to get approved, so this isn't 100% just yet. But if it does, it's going to mean it's making its way back to the Denver metro area for the first time since the 80s.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Whataburger in the Denver metro since then. And the company, so they bought some land near the outlets. So if they do approve it, that is where it's going to go. One more thing to clog up that traffic, right? Like, my goodness. But no word
People
on
love
when
hamburgers.
They sure do. No word on when construction is going to start, but it will be open for 24 hours if it happens. So
Yay.
That's good.
Make that money.
A good look for down there in Castle Rock. All right, let's do one more here. Let's get the new Colorado Front Range passenger rail train. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, because they have a new name for it now. They voted on it, and the train that's going to be along the Front Range that's going to connect all of our cities, it's like 13 different stops, but they're going to call it the Colorado Connector, also known as COCO. That is what the train's going to be
called.
It's going to go from Trinidad all the way up to Fort Collins, and it's going to stop along the way so people can get on and off
neat.
And just travel along
Why have I not heard about
the front
this?
Range. Because it's been in the works for a long time, and they still have to get
I'm pretty
funding
tapped
for
into
it.
Train news.
Yeah, are you? Are you the train? The top guy with trains?
Yeah,
but
the
they
conductor.
Still, the funding and everything, they're still working all that out. So that's probably why you haven't heard you know, the exact
That's weird because I'm on all the train blogs and I've been in an email group and I'm on a Reddit page.
Are you?
That's weird. I haven't heard about that.
Well, you heard it here first, Jeremy. We're just breaking train news over here. So, but it is neat. News.
Back
is
that
neat.
Caboose up, girl.
Yeah, get it. Choo-choo. So all the way along the front range. I think it's a good look for us.
Real
you know?
Good look.
Yeah, there you go.
There's
one
your
more?
Hype.
Do you want another one? No?
Nah, I already stopped the music.
Then we're done.
We're
going to
play
Shaboozy
now. I can't take any more of this good news this morning.
Mix 100.
I'd like to play this fun little game that has absolutely exploded here in Denver. It's a lot of fun. Fast Five. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. And when that 10-second timer starts, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1-16 to the 49. Call right now, especially if you've never played before. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, because you ask all kinds of stuff, like five parts of a snowboard. Quick, name them. Or five things that are shaped like a rhombus. Yesterday, the one that won it, Aaron, who could name five drinks that started with an oh, no problem. Big winner for yesterday.
There you go. You never know what you're going to get. Categories are kind of all over the board, but that's the charming part about
this
game.
Yeah, we don't know what you know, right?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know you.
You don't know me, homie.
But we want to get to know you. Call us, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And looking for those newbies, of course, today, people that have never played before. Now, the prize is epic this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, Alicia Keys, so she has a Broadway show called Hell's Kitchen, and it has all of her music in it. It's about a 17-year-old girl named Allie. Really, really neat. And so you're going to score some tickets to check it out at the Denver Center for Performing Arts, and you can get your tickets online, denvercenter.org. Get them now. Win them with Fast Five.
There
Good luck.
You go. Y'all are doing that thing where you're calling and hanging up. Stop it. That means you, when you get placed on hold, you're on hold. You'll hear the radio station in your phone. Just hang tight. Producer Josh is in the next room working through all these calls. So if he puts you on hold, don't hang up. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And Diana made it through. Hi, Diana. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Just going to work. I'm a dog groomer. And then after that, we just got soccer practice with the kids.
I'll tell you what, we've talked to dog groomers in the past. Y'all are making some pretty good bank doing that, aren't you?
We are. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's something that takes a lot of time and attention to detail.
Yeah, but it's not you have difficult.
To, yeah, but you have to. You don't know. You've never tried to shave
I've
a poodle.
Had dogs.
Come on.
You don't know what I did in college. So what do you charge, like, per dog?
I think, like, the average for a small dog is, like, 86 right now.
Yeah. And then your bigger dogs are way more, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the biggest one I've had was, like, maybe, like, 250.
Okay.
Damn. So
that's
if
a
you
lot
do,
of money.
Like, five of those a day, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's really good. I mean, but, you know, my carpal tunnel says otherwise as
oh,
well.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Well, wear a wrist guard or something, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's still going to affect
yeah.
it.
It will.
Yeah. Well, it takes about an hour to groom each dog, too, right?
I mean, it takes maybe like 2 hours, yeah.
2 hours,
no,
okay.
No, I could get that done in half an hour.
No,
tops.
You
yeah.
you're going to have a, an uneven ask, poodle there.
Do you put the little bandana on them and everything when you're done?
Yeah, we do yeah. like the bows. We even put nail polish. We're extra.
Yes, the bougie. That's I love that.
That's ridiculous. All right, no, are you ready to so play, cute. Diana?
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you always smell like wet dog?
Oh, yeah.
I figured.
I'm just used to it.
All right, well, let's see. If you were listening yesterday, I'm going to do a repeat. I will say in 10 seconds, give me five things in pop culture. It can be anything, TV, radio, movies, music. Five things with the word rainbow in it. Go.
Oh. Five things. Okay.
Yep.
Come on. No Googling.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't
that was really
many.
Bad. The time's already up.
Yeah, time
I know.
Up.
I was so bad.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Have you ever heard that song?
I know. Rainbow Bright.
Yes, I did. I think I did.
Reading Rainbow. Okay. Well, we'll hold on to that one. Maybe I'll do it again tomorrow.
I'll hold on to it, yeah.
Hey, listen. It was really nice talking to you and learning all about your business. You're a sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Diana.
I think she goes home and drags her butt across the carpet.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, no.
Jeremy.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Are you in a bathroom or something?
All right, let me speak her.
Yeah,
hi.
That's
there we
hey,
go.
Hey, there's Kelly. Hi. Now we can hear you.
I wasn't expecting to get on this quick.
Yeah, you're second. What are you doing today?
Nice. Working.
What do you do?
I watch children.
Oh. Would you rather be a dog groomer?
No.
Okay.
At least the children can talk, right?
I like the children. Yeah. Yes. I'm the bad bunny from like a week ago.
I don't even know what that means. No. But congratulations.
I was the bunny that cussed on the radio.
Oh, yeah. We didn't let you play for very long because you cussed. Don't cuss
I'm
today.
I'm hoping it works this time. I promise.
With children.
I remember we were so shocked. That Easter bunny.
Okay, yeah. So for everybody that wasn't listening, Kelly dresses up as the Easter bunny.
Oh.
And then she was on the air with us, and she dropped an F-bomb or something, so we had to dump her and move on.
It was an S-bomb. Okay. I don't say the F-bomb.
Don't do it again.
I promise I won't.
And we laughed because she dresses up as the Easter Bunny for Easter, and now we found out you work with children, and you have a filthy, filthy mouth.
No, just a little bit.
Just a little. Exactly.
Filthy mouth. All right, let's do some Fast Five with you before you say something you regret, all right?
Okay, I'll promise.
Katie, you gotta. This was a Katie one. She came up with it, so you gotta help me out, Katie Cat.
Okay.
In 10 seconds, please give me 5 different celebrities with clothing lines. Go.
Cher, Beyonce,
name them.
Tina Turner.
No.
Oh, I have to do the clothing line. have no idea.
No idea on that one.
I'm wearing sweats all day. Sorry.
It's all right. Katie's wearing Skims
by
Kim Kardashian.
I am not, but that
could have been one. Kelly, Godspeed.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye,
have
Kelly.
Have a good one.
Bye. I got a Josh on the line. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're super dupes. I see that you're dropping your car off at the mechanic today.
Yes. Got the child safety locks don't work.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a bummer.
And do you have children?
I do got 2, a 3-year-old and a 4-week-old.
Yeah, you want those to work.
Prime child lock safety time.
Yeah. What kind of car?
Definitely. Palisade, Hyundai.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Nice rides.
That's weird that they're not working. All right, well, I hope you get that figured out.
Definitely appreciate that.
Isn't it funny when you have adults in the back seat, though? Like, if you're giving people rides and the child safety locks are on and they can't get out, and you do that thing where you're like, we'll see you later.
Exactly.
And you go walking away.
It happens all the time with in-laws.
Yes, all the time. And you're like, it never gets old. Like, okay, we'll see you when we get back. Was that just me? I don't know. All right, your letter right now is the letter M. M like moon, okay?
Okay.
I need, and you can only do one per brand, but I need 5 drinks that start with the letter M. Go.
Ooh. Milk, moonshine, margarita.
Yep. Come on.
Such a strong start.
Mountain Dew and Monster Energy.
Oh, you even said that yesterday.
We did O yesterday.
Yeah.
It was O.
I did M today. So, like, mug root beer? Come on now.
Should have known that.
Dang. A mojito, a mocha, a martini.
There's so many.
So many.
Miller Lite.
Okay.
A Mellow Yellow. Maybe a cup of Maxwell House. I don't know.
Jeez.
Some mint tea.
Oh.
Josh, you really crapped the bed on this one, my friend.
I did. I really did.
Hey, buddy. It was really nice talking
to you.
Thank
you guys so
much. Good luck with your car,
man. You guys are awesome. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Bye,
See
Josh.
You later. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, you. I see what you're doing on the screen, and you're the sweetest. Tell us what you're doing.
Oh. So my son is a specialist stationed at Fort Bliss in the United States Army, and every month I put together a package for him. All kinds of goodies, gift cards, and just so that he knows how much Mama loves him and misses him. And with the way the world is right now, you never know. And I want to make sure that he's okay.
I love you. Oh, you get me all choked up.
I know. And my heart just like wants, it goes out to you right now, Jen, just as a mom. I just want to hug you.
Are you able to send him things digitally? Like if we made this a podcast, could you send it to him?
Oh, I bet you I could. Absolutely.
Well, give him a shout out. What's his name?
He is Specialist Benjamin Marchbanks, stationed at Fort Bliss, 93rd Battalion. He's a military police officer in the United States Army.
Thank you for your service, Benjamin.
Yes.
We love
you,
dude.
And thank you, Mom.
Be safe.
Thank you, Mom, for raising such a good guy.
What's in the care package this time?
All kinds of goodies for when he's on patrol. He's in officer training as well to move up to a sergeant, and I can't be prouder.
Mm, you can make me tear up.
I know, Jen. You got us going this morning.
Aw, thank you.
Well, I tell you what, Josh will pull this audio, and he'll send it to you. Can you email him?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll pull this audio, and you can email him. Let him know he's famous in Denver right
now. We're all thinking of him.
Role.
Thank you, Jen. I love
you.
All right, you ready for your fast five?
You. Absolutely. I'm going to try.
All right, focus. In 10 seconds, give me five things you love about your son. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
He's brave, strong, amazing, outstanding, and an upstanding man.
And handsome, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Those are all great things, Jen.
Nobody better be mad at me today for that one. No. Jen, you just won Fast Five.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Jen.
You're welcome. You go have a night out on us. We're sending you out to a Broadway musical at the Denver Center for Performing Arts. So that'll be a nice little night out for you to blow off some steam and have some fun. And, you know, just a little moment in time not to worry about your son and what's going on us, okay?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen. And thank your son for his service from us, please.
I sure will. And I love you guys. You guys make my morning every day that I take my daughter to school. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
We can't thank you enough. Jen, I'm going to put you on hold before I start bawling like a baby.
I know, same.
You have a great day, and shout out to Benjamin.
Thank you.
All right, Jen, hold on. All right, that's how it's done right there.
Ugh.
Making people happy this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100 will play Fast Five again tomorrow morning, 7:30 here at Mix.
Mix 100.
Well, I'm officially looking for a new dude to stick his finger in my rear end.
Okay, please clarify that.
Looking
statement,
for a new dude,
Jeremy,
to get up in there and you know, check the old prostate.
So a doctor, you're searching for a doctor
or whoever feels qualified.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever you're into.
I would not just take random applications for that.
Follow
I would
me
make
on
sure.
Instagram and reach out. Yeah. No. Okay, so yeah, hey, well, first of all, good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with us. But I got the notice yesterday that my doctor is officially retiring yesterday, and I've been seeing the same doc for, my God, 30 years probably, if not a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah.
A long time.
That's a long relationship.
That's a very intimate relationship,
it
right?
Is.
And now he's retiring, and I'm like, oh, man. I guess I got to get a new doctor now. I hope I don't get sick in the interim, right?
I know. And how do you even go about that? Do
Thank you,
you. Ask people for recommendations?
Thank you for that.
Like,
I thought the same thing.
Do they have a Yelp page for doctors? Can we find one?
I would imagine there is, but I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, do I go on to Facebook and say, hey, I'm looking for a doctor in the Littleton area?
Yeah.
Let me know if you got a guy, if he's really good, or a girl, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, it is, you just want to make sure next their door? Qualifications are up to speed,
thank
right?
you. I want some solid diplomas on the
I
wall.
I know when it comes to finding doctors for myself and all my lady friends, mm-hmm. When it comes to that, I've had to find new doctors in that field, and I ask around.
Word
that
of
is
mouth.
Definitely an ask around type
word
of
hoo-ha.
Well, because you
it's wordofhoo-ha.com,
that's
I think.
A big deal how
it
they
is a big
you.
Deal.
It's a big deal how they do things. Things. And so you want to make sure
that... Do you
that
pull your friend in? You're like, girl...
Exactly.
I got a question for
like,
you.
Like, do they stay too long down there? Are they mm-hmm. staring? Are they gazing? Are they in and out? Like,
selfie.
Are they gentle?
Are they
like,
judging? Selfie.
Yeah, no selfies.
No
that's
selfies.
That's a no-selfie zone.
That's a no-selfie.
So it's...
Yeah, like, so I don't know what to do. I've never had to do this in my adult life.
Like, I don't know what to do either.
Do I say it now? Hey, anybody listening in the Littleton area, you got an awesome doctor?
Yeah.
Hit me up, bro.
Let me know.
I need a new guy.
How
or
does
girl.
It feel when you get your exam? Because that's very important.
And all jokes aside, I haven't had to have the finger in the butt yet. So, like,
yeah.
that's going to be an initiation, like, right
I
off the
know.
Bat, because I feel like I'm right there.
You should have asked your
I'm in the ballpark.
Doctor to do that before he hung up his coat. Really. Like, before you go, could you just do
hey,
one solid?
One final thing. Do me a solid.
Just one thing.
And I bend over and I'm do Ace Ventura in it. Hello! Hello, how are you? Congratulations on your retirement!
You don't even ask him. You just turn around and bend over. I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened to him.
Yeah, he's like, Jerry, you're in here for a throat culture.
I know, but you're retiring. I must ask you a question.
I'm there.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this off the air, and it's funny because Katie was asking, you know, if that's the same doctor for me in Knickknack. Yes, it's the same one Knickknack uses
yeah,
as
yeah.
well. It's just our what is it? A
primary,
GA?
Right?
Primary GA,
I
whatever
guess,
they call
yeah.
it. And then the kids are still at the pediatrician.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point, too, because I'm new at this. I have no idea. What was your question?
When do you stop seeing the pediatrician and move on to the regular doctor?
I have no
we
idea.
Don't know.
At what age do you bounce from the little kid doctor into the full adult doctor?
18, right?
Is that
I
it?
Don't know, because I mean, I feel like I could probably go back if I'm looking
go
for
to your
doctor.
Eye.
Can you see me sitting there in the waiting room with all the kids?
The coloring books.
Adam
just
Sandler
like
back to
crushing
school.
It on the puzzle that they got in the little waiting room there.
You're in the little chair.
The little chair.
At the little table.
Hey,
kid sucker.
I'm just here for my prostate exam, kids. What are you in here for?
Flu shots.
Mommy, what's a prostate?
Eczema. He comes up. Jimmy?
Jimmy?
I'm here to see you now.
No, it's Jeremy. Yeah, that's a funny. I honestly don't know. I would think probably by the time you're in high school, you probably should move on, maybe.
Because your son is about the age where I guess you'd have to start thinking about moving on to the adult doctor, right? Like, he's almost there. So, yeah, I bet you, I can almost guarantee, I will bet you money right now, Knickknack's taking care of this. I will bet you money now. Knickknack's taking care
Why
of this.
Why you gotta come at me like
Because you know it's true.
She probably
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You know it's true.
No. Shout out to Brian who says don't get a doctor with fat fingers. Okay,
oh.
Thank you for that.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
That's kind of
oh,
funny.
There's actually a lot of suggestions coming in. Look for what's in network through your insurance. I know, but I think it's still word of mouth. Like, I need somebody who's like, hey, I go see this person and they're really good.
Well, bedside manner's important.
Yeah, you
like,
don't get that off of
follow up is very important.
An insurance page.
I know.
You know.
Like, there's so many things that you don't know just based on who's in your network. So, yeah, I mean.
Stacy says, I have a 13-year-old boy. I don't see him moving anytime soon. All right. Oh, Cassidy says, I saw the same pediatrician until I was 20. That's too long, Cassidy.
See? Like, there are people. I know full-grown adults who still go to their pediatrician. So.
I think if you can drive yourself to your pediatrician, it's probably time to find an adult doctor, Cassidy. Something weird about that. You light up a cigarette before you go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mix 100.
Well, we're going to take a little adventure.
Yeah.
And Planet Katrina over here. Planet Katie.
Are we ready to do that?
I think so. You saw something, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I went hiking over the weekend. I was down in Castle Rock. I think it's called Philip Moore something.
Philip Morris?
No.
That's a cigarette company.
I know. Like, not Philip Morris. It's in Castle Rock. It's I think it's Fillmore.
It really doesn't matter.
I know. Yeah. But they had like zip lines and everything there, right? And it was like an adult themed park almost. Like,
fun.
Don't think of like a little kids park like this. The jungle gym that you come upon is absolutely insane. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen. And when I was walking up to it, there's a bunch of little kids just climbing all over it. And there's like rafts attached to this thing. There's zip line things that are going every which way.
Sounds like fun, actually.
The obstacles are absolutely out of this world. Like, to see this thing up close, there's not a ball pit. Again, that's more the kids stuff.
I'm out.
This is more young adult. But what it was like almost like a training course type of thing, right? And so I'm walking up to it, and there's a bunch of kids playing on it, like I said. And all of a sudden, I hear a little baby voice scream, "Holy bleep!" And I was like,
"Really?"
Well, it caught me so off guard because, again, it's a little child voice just screaming expletives over and over and over again. And I was like, "What is happening?"
Were you were shocked instead of impressed?
I was extremely shocked.
For a moment, I feel like I'd be impressed. Like,
I was turning red. This little 12-year-old boy was slinging words together like I've never heard.
It's a pretty solid combination.
Been around the sun a few times. I was like, "How did he even come up with that?" Like, it was insane to me, the things that were coming out of this kid's mouth. And again, he was young. He had not been through puberty. That's the status of this voice, right? So I know he's like, exactly, it was like that. And so in my mind, I'm like, he has to have an adult around keeping tabs on him, right? Like, somebody needs to be in charge of this kid. This swearing went on, I'm not kidding, for a good 5 minutes. Every other word was an F-bomb. S-H this, B-word that. I was like, what are you...
Be careful. I feel like you might slip and say.
I know. I try real hard not to say anything. But then I look up and there's a bunch of littler kids on this obstacle course as well. We're talking the little itty bitties up to like 5 to 10. You know,
they're going
to
learn today.
They're looking at this kid like, "Mommy, what is he saying?"
No, those kids are saying it too.
No, the little kids, like, I'm watching this whole thing happen, and the little kids are getting uncomfortable for this older kid who is continuing to sound like a sailor. I mean, he does not stop. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear, "I'm so sorry for the language, but I'm very scared right now."
Oh, he was just scared.
He was scared.
Little buddy?
That at no point did these words that he formed sentences with sound scared. It sounded like he was trying to impress his friends by dropping all these F-bombs and swear words and everything. And it made me uncomfortable as an adult. And I did not have a child up on this playpen area.
You were uncomfortable for the other children.
I was uncomfortable for the other children. And at no point did any other parent step in and say, "Hey, shut your mouth, kid."
But you did, I would imagine.
No,
you
I didn't.
Spoke up.
I didn't. I didn't.
You didn't say, "Hey,
did not say a
there's
word.
Other kids around here, young man."
Didn't say a word.
Is that
again,
your place?
Why wouldn't you do that?
It's not my place. I don't have a kid on this swing
Speak
set.
Speak up.
No. That's
Tell
where
him
again,
to knock it off.
I know it takes a village, but I felt like the parent of this little sailor had to step up and say something.
At that age, though, those kids run off and there's maybe no parent around.
Maybe they're watching the littler one.
Or they're sitting in their car playing on their phone or something while the kid's on the... side note, first things first, Philip Miller Activity Complex.
Thank you.
They call it MAC. It's in Castle Rock. I love all of you. You can stop texting
Thank
that
you.
Now.
Thank you.
We got
That's
a
exactly
million
what
of
it
those.
Is.
Philip Miller Activity Complex, where the children talk like sailors.
Side note,
Thank
one
you very
of
much.
The most fun hikes I've ever been on.
Okay.
Bring your kids there. Well, be careful for the people swearing, but
So is that like essentially your question? Like, can you discipline somebody else's kid?
Yeah.
Can you speak up?
Kinda, because I felt like it was not my place. I wanted to say something to this kid, like, "Hey, Edie, there are children everywhere here." I wanted to, but I felt like I would immediately turn into the Karen and people would start recording me. Like,
maybe.
Random hiker starts yelling at child in Castle Rock, Colorado. Like, I thought
Radio
that
personality
be,
assaults
know,
child in Castle Rock. That's what the headline would be.
You know, all you need is a sensational moment, right? All you need is me screaming at a child to record that and put it on social media for it to go viral. There's no context
you
behind
don't have
it.
To yell.
Well, but I would
you can
have.
You just be like, "Hey, can you stop talking like that?"
No, but that's the thing. Is
little
like,
buddy,
I'm
little
sure,
man.
Then what if he would have sweared at me and then I would have sweared at him and then I would have climbed on that jungle gym. And then again, this sensational moment.
Local radio personality chases child on jungle gym in Castle Rock.
Was it in my place to say anything.
I think
I
you
don't
can
think
say
it was. I don't think that I having I was by myself. I did not have any kids up in this area. Like, I was not responsible for the child that was dropping bombs. Like,
yeah,
it's not my responsibility. I felt bad about not saying
something. But you were the adult in the room, essentially,
too. There were a lot of adults there.
Parents unite. Parents speak up. Phone lines are wide open if anyone wants to sound off about this. Have you had to yell at somebody else's kid at a park or any location? Is it appropriate? Can you do it? Should Katie have spoke up? Phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios with JKJ. We would love to talk to you guys.
I don't know if you do.
I'm stuck in the middle because I've been in this situation with young kids at the park. I don't think I would be, you know, as for as much crap as I'm giving you, I don't know if I would speak up, but I know my wife has to other kids in the past.
Has she?
She is not afraid to say, hey, no, let's not use those words, you know, around here. So I feel like you probably could have. The sticking point to me is that you're just rando lady at the park with no other kids. So.
Like, Knick Knack has two children with her, you know?
Yeah, that's... let's all get in the Wayback Machine and think about when we were 12, 13, 14, right in there.
I was such a jerk.
We were all jerks.
I was such a little jerk.
I can remember running out to recess in elementary school with my buddies and saying every word in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was no parents around, and that was our opportunity to cuss, you know.
Yeah.
It was just a thing, because it was, ooh, naughty and edgy.
And it's
all
how
kids
you
are doing
impressed
this.
Your friends. But when the parents came around, you cooled it. You didn't do it in front of the rents, right?
Yeah. But again, this kid's rents might not have been there. We got one open line, 303-691-1649. Here is Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Don't cuss on the air, okay?
Promise.
Okay, so what do you think about this kid in this situation?
I do think Katie should have said something. I understand since she didn't have a kid, it kind of puts her in a tough spot. But I'm a mother of a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I hope other adults set a standard to let all kids see, because kids take their cues from adults, and we're letting them see this is what's normal. This is okay. And it's not.
It really is not.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. Because, you know, that's what I wanted to say. He saw that there were a lot of adults around. It's not like this kid didn't notice the adults sitting in the park. It was full of people, you know? So he was saying these things in front of a bunch of adults and kids, knowing that it wasn't right. So, yeah, you're right. For us to just accept that, it's kind of crazy, right?
I'm the type of mother that would go over there and be like, hey, watch your mouth. There's a pureness in my children, and you're stealing that. I'm sorry you're 12 and can do this, but you can't hear because my kids are here.
Yeah.
I like be the adult. And like Katie said, it does take a village. This guy named John wrote in. He said he's running into a meeting and he can't call. He said his 10-year-old son was out sledding, and he kept dropping the F-bomb, and a woman got in that kid's face and said, knock it off.
Yeah.
John says, I was very thankful they did. My wife and I sent the kid back over to that mom to say, I'm sorry. And then we thanked her for speaking up. And then he says, thanks, guys. And that was from John.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm kind of in Camp John, too, because I'm placing myself, Jordan, if my kids were out there talking like that, I would want another adult to speak up. I would be so fine with it. Speak up and tell them to knock it off.
It's not okay.
It's
not okay. Set the tone. Help me parent mine and protect the others.
Yeah, you little son of a... Oh, never mind.
No.
Jordan, thank you so much for the call. We're going to get to Gina and Laura now. Hi, Gina.
Morning.
All right, so should Katie have spoke up?
Yes, I think Katie, it would have been totally appropriate. I don't even think they would have known if you had a kid there or not. But I am the type of mom, like Jordan, who speaks up. There, we were at Lava Island once, and this kid was just standing at the bottom of the slide, not letting anyone down, and had to say some words to the little kid. And, you know, there's a kid in the neighborhood, and he always causes ruckus, and I'm always saying, I'm going to tell your mom. I know who your mom is, and I'm going to tell your mom.
Okay, Miss Gina. Okay.
And I also am appreciative when other moms speak up. It really is refreshing, because then you don't have to be the one always speaking up. So
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
What's Lava Island?
Oh gosh, it's a place where you can lose your kids easily. It's an indoor. It's like the Mac. We actually live in Castle Rock.
Yeah.
It's like the Mac, but it's probably 20 times the size. Where it's just in an enormous playground inside. You can just. It's crazy.
They're roaming free in there, huh? They're just everywhere.
Oh yeah. One kid was trying to shake the rope. That one kid was trying to climb up, and I had to say to him.
Because kids
You're
really
yelling
are
at all sorts of kids.
They're jerks sometimes, huh? Like you really have to put them in their spot.
Yeah, very, very nicely and respectfully, but yes.
Gina, why do I feel like you yell at a lot of children?
Takes a village. There's a way to do it.
Nicely.
Takes a village, Gina. It's all good.
Respectfully. Knock it off.
Yes.
So funny. Gina, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
See you later. The funny thing is Katie's all but hurt about the way this kid talks. But you guys should hear her off the air.
Well, I'm not around children, though. Come on. Like, when I'm around kids, I'm not just letting all that fly. Adult Katie comes into play.
Adult
when there's
Katie.
There's a little itty-bitty bibby no-nos all around. Because we got a lot of good people who said good things. Like, it really does take a village.
It
and
does.
We need to set an example so that the kids growing up know that this isn't acceptable. Like, that's the biggest thing is, like, they think that this is just normal, and it's not. So, got to set a precedent.
You tell them, Katie.
Yeah.
Mix 100.
We like to give you PMI. It's a positive, a minus. And something a little bit interesting to kind of get you, give you a boot as you start your day with Jakey.
That's fun. Get going. Guy.
I got the pee today. I never get the pee.
Okay.
I get the pee, though. One guy's TikTok video just saved a small family bakery from closing. This is a fantastic story. The bakery is called Sweet 220 in Metro Detroit. They've been struggling lately, but then a content creator, a TikTok dude, named Chow Down Detroit,
So good,
paid a visit and gave some love to their amazing cupcakes, and overnight, the business just went crazy, so says this story. You should watch the video. Katie, you're such a foodie.
Yeah.
Killer looking cupcakes.
Really?
Big, bombastic. They're like those donut companies that do really weird donuts and everything.
Yep.
That's what these cupcakes
like voodoo,
are like.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So anyway, the video is just fantastic. So heartwarming because there's a line out the door and down the street to grab this dude's cupcakes.
Well, I love it because so many local businesses, especially mom and pop run shops like that, are feeling the effects of everything rising in price. And for someone to help them out like that, like, I love people working together. I'm going to help you. You're going to help. We're going to help each other.
I love that for cupcakes.
Yeah, that's how you cupcake. I don't know if you know, but that's how you cupcake.
It's a cupcake community.
I dig it. I dig that a lot.
I know you do. I know you
okay,
dig it.
Okay, I'm going to bring it down just a little bit. Are you ready for it? And really just a message to parents everywhere. This coming from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the Hershey Zoo America in Hershey Park, right? So what happened was a young couple and their little toddler were hanging out in the wolf exhibit over there, and their toddler squeezed under a fence and made their way to the wolves. Now, they didn't get in the wolf's enclosure, but there's a cage front in the wolf's habitat, right? And so this little toddler reached his hand in to pet the wolf, and the wolf instinctively bit it. Like,
well,
And that's what the guys, the zoo people are like, he wasn't being aggressive. This is what they do when people put things in there. Like, they think it's food, so they're going to bite it. And he didn't even, like, bite it super hard. I mean, obviously, the kid cried, and he does have some injuries. It appears that he's going to be okay. But the parents is who everyone's really looking at, because while all this was happening, while this little kid made his way up to the wolves, the parents were 25 to 30 feet away on their phones.
No. I'm shocked by
on
this.
On their phones.
On
so
the Instagrams.
Now, the police department had to get involved. So according to the Derry Township Police Department, now these parents each face one count of endangering the welfare of a child. And again, They had multiple people in this vicinity watching it happen. They also have cameras. They also can look at the parents' phones and see that they were on their phones when it happened. And it's just a really good story for parents. Because that's the thing. Things can happen. We've all been in the situation where your kid darts somewhere and you can't, you don't know where they are.
You lose track of them.
But
they could be eaten by wolves.
Exactly. Our phones are such distractions. So they're saying, really, especially if you're at the zoo.
They're probably watching cupcakes. Videos from Chow Down Detroit is what they were doing.
And I can't be mad. Like, I can be mad because you had a child with you, but it can happen so easily. So they're just saying, if you're at the zoo, make sure
love
you're
this
always
warning from you.
Watching your children. There you go.
Let this be a lesson to parents everywhere. Yes. Get your nose out of your phone or your children can be eaten by a wild animal at the zoo.
You're welcome. Love, Katie.
Love, Katie. All right, what's the interesting?
All right, we're going to bring this back with some sweet news. Gen Z, they are leading all generations in daily sweet treat consumptions. And this is something that I cannot stand. My younger sister is part of the Gen Z, and all she ever talks about is wanting a sweet treat after lunch, after dinner. And what's interesting about this is a study came out of like 10,000 people saying when they prefer their sweet treats. And baby boomers were after dinner around 7 p.m. Gen Xers moved up a little bit. They said, we like it in the evening, but sometimes after lunch. Mm-hmm. Gen Zers are literally any time.
Yeah,
hey, I'll wake up and have a sweet treat. After breakfast, I'll have a sweet
treat.
It's insane.
Thick.
I don't understand this. And my family, my younger siblings in my family, like, they're the exact same way. They're always wanting a sweet treat. I was just with my younger family.
A lot of cavities.
So many cavities. Yeah. I was just with them from out of town. And it didn't matter what time. We had breakfast on Saturday. And they were like, does anybody want, like, Dairy Queen sweet treat afterwards?
Yeah.
And
you guys
want
to box the nerds?
Well, it's 9:30.
And something else that they did is they turned it into a reward for themselves.
That's what
treat
it is.
Yourself with a treat.
When you do something good, it's like, oh, I should get a little sweet treat.
I deserve
a little sweet treat.
Yeah. And I think this comes
from social media.
Yeah, I think this comes from social media. This is a huge TikTok phase where they're showing you different made sweet treats. They have those dirty sodas now where you mix, you know, different drinks together.
Detroit cupcakes.
Yes,
Detroit
exactly.
cupcakes.
Come on,
it's crazy.
Is your sister getting a little thick, though?
The sister's beautiful. Thick.
Both of the sisters are beautiful.
Both beautiful. What do you mean?
I haven't seen them in a minute.
And your mom's pretty too.
Are they getting
thick?
Listen, are your sisters?
No, they're fine.
They're gorgeous.
They're thick.
His sisters are super pretty. Jeremy, stop.
Why are you gonna ask that, dude?
I know.
Thick.
Let
me see your current picture of your sister.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Josh.
Oh yeah.
Your sisters are pretty.
Send that to me.
Okay.